Okay, we're speaking to Tim Huxtable, who's just won in Bourneville. Tim, what kind of a campaign do you think you've run? Because you've increased your majority from 2011, and so that suggests maybe that some of the swings we've seen to Labour around Birmingham haven't materialised in Bourneville.
I've tried to run a very positive campaign focused on local issues, on the matters that really make a difference to the people, to the residents of Bourneville Ward, and which they tell me they are most concerned about, whether it's refuse collection, recycling, pavements, potholes, and the additional extras that make Bourneville such a special place to live, to work or to study in.
And what do you think over the next few years of, you know, your time, what are the major issues? We've got major developments, you know, up in Selly Oak, you know, where extra housing, is it getting a bit busy? Are those the kind of concerns that local people are talking to you about?
Most definitely. Obviously, there's the regeneration that is happening and needs to continue to happen in Sturchley itself, but also the new housing developments that are proposed in Bourneville, and to make sure that they are sustainable and to fit in with the special environment that is Bourneville.
And just thinking about the rest of the local results and how they've gone, do you think it's going to get easier or actually more difficult to get things done as a Conservative councillor in a Labour-held city?
Well, I hope that we would continue to work cross-party. I think that my colleagues and I in Bourneville Ward have been very successful in attracting additional funding to Bourneville Ward, but it's my job as the locally elected councillor to put forward Bourneville's case in order to continue to attract that inward investment, because Bourneville is just as much a part of the city as anywhere else.